Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I learned
to not put the candy bar.
Well, don't take a bite of anything before you start. You know. Look at guys running around here with a sleeveless shirt.
I know. I said that to him. Mike.
Temperature's like 48 degrees in the building, and I love it. But he's shoeless. You know, he's sleeveless Joe. That's what he is. Joe Geis is our amazing web guy.
And more.
And so much more. So much more. Welcome, everybody, to the Buzz 24/7. Monday, the Monday edition for the 22nd day of November. Today is the day John F. Kennedy was killed. I don't know, 11/22 sticks in my mind like that. That's the first thing I think of. Whenever it's ever this date, I think about it. Which is weird, because you think maybe I'd think it was, hey, you know, it's Scarlett Johansson's birthday. Which, by the way, it is today. Or Jamie Lee Curtis is also
good old Jamie Lee Curtis.
Celebrating a birthday today. I mean, what, Jamie Lee Curtis is what, 63? Do I have that right? Hold on, let me just double check here. Yes. She is 63. Matter of fact, little Stephen Van Zandt, Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, Silvio on The Sopranos, 71 today. Let me see. Rodney Dangerfield, the master of the triple Lindy, a dive that Laura actually gave as a trivia question about an Olympic dive. She said, oh, it's the triple Lindy.
I'm that like, was fantastic.
I thought it was a real dive. I'm not really into swimming, but I did love that movie so much that it's been drilled in my head.
Well, of course, as it should be.
I mean, he won.
He passed away. He was born on this day. Sorry. And, of course, if we're going to be talking about artists, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't mention a group of artists that are just so talented and have given us such enjoyment through the years. I think Laura will attest. I'd like to say a very happy 44th birthday to the lovely Jocelyn James, what they would call a quote-unquote mattress actress. You can see her in all of her milfy goodness.
Milfy goodness.
In such great movies as You're Good With Your Tongue. Which, of all the words spelt weirdly in the world, tongue has got to be right up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Tough one. She also was good in Cougar Prowl and Appointment with Dr. Jiggles.
I wonder what that's about.
Dear God.
Nope, no idea. Also, happy 42nd birthday.
Ooh, this is like a nana in the business.
To Angel Allwood. Allwood.
Get it?
Laura. She was great in Girl Attack 1 and 3. She skipped 2. She was having an allergic reaction to apparently something.
She
wasn't able, wasn't available to the second installment of that. Also, Booty Assassin, Thick and Thirsty, one of Scotty's favorites.
Yep.
And Lesbian Big Booty Lovers.
Just deal with it.
One of her greatest performances right there. And finally, a very happy birthday to the 48th birthday. So this is in the upper echelon of a mattress actress thing. Rachel Love, and I'm sure that Love is her real name. She was in Beverly Hills Blondes, Amazing Nympho Stories. I mean, what nympho stories aren't amazing? I think we all agree there.
I agree.
Also, M is for MILF, and I think all of our favorites, Foreskin Gump.
Hey!
That is just wrong.
How do you even write that on a resume? Like, right? I mean, I've always
amazed,
like...
I would love to have been...
Hey, I got my resume, and make sure Foreskin Gump is on there.
I would love to have been in the biz and be the guy that they brought in and going, all right, now listen.
We need a name.
We need some names.
Oh, my God.
On Golden Blonde.
Oh,
got
yeah.
It.
What great Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yep.
Great one. That's
Rambone.
A great one. Rambone the Destroyer. Yep. I mean, Destroyer is in the name. It's the best. I've gotten a real chuckle out of the fact that, you know, really anything that you make, Laura, if you have a product, you make any product, you come up with an invention, you come up with it, you have to have a quality, what is it, the quality assurance person who checks it over to make it's
puts quality. Puts a little inspector number 6.
Yeah, so that you know you're getting quality.
Yep.
And yet someone...
In our case, you'd be an inspector 69.
Even the blow-up doll at the porn shop with the fold, that rough edge around the whole doll.
Yep.
There's a QA guy or woman in that factory going, it's not up to snuff. We just can't get the mouth right.
Yeah, I watched.
I'm like, who does that for a job?
If it was one of those real sex shows, or something on HBO where they went around and they had like, okay, these are the new hottest toys that are coming out this year for the AVNs and stuff. And then they went to where they were building them, and a woman was walking around going, no.
Oh,
no.
That was real sex, actually. Where they showed the dolls that were like not blow up dolls.
Yes.
Like they, like weird.
Yeah.
Creepy.
You could like later on, okay, once the mouth wore out, you could get a new mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the thought of it.
You're like, oh
the thought
my
of it.
God.
Look, I'm making...
Hey, getting a sex doll in the mail is one thing.
Right.
Having like a month later to get a new mouth.
Yeah, right. You would think it would come with a 20-month guarantee.
Oh, I was going to say, like, lifetime guarantee.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. They're not going to do that.
The mouth should last.
Yeah. That's just embarrassing.
No, but just, I mean, honestly, think about it. There's somebody in quality control to make sure that the item, whatever it is, mm-hmm. whatever sex toy it is, whatever weird-shaped triple-ended dong or whatever it is that they are making, there's somebody in quality assurance who probably wears a white coat.
Making sure
the factory.
It's all good.
And you know what? They take their job very serious.
The eyes don't look real enough.
No.
What? Said no one ever about the blow-up doll.
It's too many veins.
I don't get it.
Oh.
But somewhere, there's a job. Like, I can't, you know, I can't believe that there's the person that has that job. Like Scotty said, I'm a magazine publisher. Oh, what's the magazines do you publish? Beaver Hunt?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Is it a hunting magazine? Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, it's weird. That has always been
very weird,
mystifying to me. I mean, but there are also jobs that I always wonder about that aren't in that kind of realm. Like, I worry, you know, I was driving to work one day, and I have to drive underneath a series of power lines, and there's a chopper up there, and it's right above the power line, and there's a dude connected to the chopper hanging outside of it, and he, is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Well, go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, Ray, how are you?
That's Ray, everybody.
I knew she had psychic abilities.
Yeah, right. So she's going to be talking about Ray. But the dude was hanging outside of the actual chopper.
Yep.
And I thought, who gets that job? Like, I don't want to. And it's a small chopper. Like, a big guy like me, if I was hanging out the side, that thing's going down.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They'd have to use a different chopper. One of those ones that
double
pulled the troops out of Vietnam.
The double prop.
Yep.
One of those kind of things. The ones that landed on the Saigon embassy.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that. But there are jobs like that I think, who the hell does that
job? The person
that
has to get inside of a cement mixer to clean it out.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes that cement in there will harden and they can't have that.
The what
so
in there? The what?
Cement.
Cement.
What is it? Cement. The hell are you laughing at?
The cement.
Cement.
Like cement pond, but like just a little bit. Cement.
Cement.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Here's Am I saying it wrong?
Here's another one for you. No, you're not saying it wrong at all.
Cement.
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 Yeah.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The other thing is, who's the bridge operator? Is that all they do?
They just sit up there. They hit a switch. They go, oh, here comes a boat. Hit that button. And then they just wait. And then sometimes they go down from that little cabin yep. on the bridge that goes up. And they walk around on the part that's lifting just to, like, say, I'm up here. I got a clipboard.
Making sure there's no trash.
And I'm not knocking them. Great job. But how do you get that job?
That's a good.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are the things I worry about. I wonder about. I don't necessarily worry about it. Laura is carrying on a conversation with what I'm guessing is a Lend a Helping Can winner or a ticket winner. Because we just roll with it here on the show. You okay? You back? Back from the dead there, girl?
Hi, sorry. Okay. Right. I've just, no. yeah, I don't want to miss these calls.
No, we were talking about, we were
cement.
No, it's not, it's cement.
Cement.
Thank you. He was going, cement, cement. That's how you say cement.
Cement.
No. There's some things that he says that makes me cringe.
Laura,
but.
What about a job that you, like the quality insurance guy in the porno factory or whatever, what job have you ever thought, how the hell do you get that job? You know, like I was talking about the bridge operator who's on the bridge and the boat comes on and they're actually in the Memorial Bridge yeah. in Portsmouth. They're on that section of the bridge that goes up. Yeah. They're not sitting down low watching it go up. They're up there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you get that job?
Yeah, well,
can
like
I
the,
sit in
well,
on
I'm,
that job? I would love to sit in and watch that job.
No.
What, do you got another car you got to go take?
No, it's fine.
Go yeah, take it.
No,
you got to
okay.
go do it.
It's okay.
Kelly, we're talking about jobs. You wonder about how people get them. Like the guy that runs the bridge operator.
The guy who cleans up the cement truck.
Yeah, yeah, I know somebody for the bridge thing, I think. You
yeah,
know?
And the guy,
have connections.
The guy, the quality assurance, you know, the quality insurance inspector at the blow-up doll factory who goes, that mouth ain't okay. right.
Yeah.
Like, that does not.
The one
no
that goes in there and goes
work
way
your way
too
up,
many
man.
No, yeah, what do you work your way up from? Like, what are you
designing them? Like, maybe you're on the assembly line,
you
man.
You got to look at the mouth and go, yeah. nah, I don't leave until I'm on the job. That doesn't leave until that mouth is right.
Start on the assembly line, then bagging and, yeah. you know, shipping things. And yeah. then pretty much he's
right.
an expert.
Right. I don't know. I don't know who does that, you know. There's just weird jobs that you can do, and I don't know who does it. We once talked to a woman who was in the, she maintained the warehouse of a body organs place. Do you remember? She called in. She was working.
Yes.
And they had body parts on a shelf
yes.
in formaldehyde.
And she was talking to us. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how do you get that job?
Oh, look, I'm sure you have starts in the medical world.
Allison, we need somebody to sit in this warehouse where we have brains, eyeballs, testicles, livers, everything in big glass jars. We need somebody to sit there and make sure it's all cool and check anything in or out that goes.
Medical sales. Maybe you start out in medical sales and. You get tired of that.
You get tired of the travel.
Do you
new?
Want to actually look at limbs?
You,
I don't know.
You right. get tired of the travel. I'm looking to travel less. I can't. Yeah. All right. I don't know. Anyway, just some thoughts. Actually, that's what we do here in the here on the show. All right. So what else did we not get to today? By the way, if you're just tuning in here and you didn't hear the show this morning, Lend a Helping Can, amazing, unbelievable generosity. Thank you so much. Right now, we are sitting at 265,000 plus. And that number is continuing to go up and will continue to go up right through Buzzball because that mm-hmm. is another event to benefit Lend a Helping Can. So we project, I feel like ABC News, we feel strongly enough to project that We very well and might indeed break last year's record, which is mind-boggling because I didn't think with today's world and inflation and everything like that, I wasn't sure if we were going to be so fortunate. But you guys made it happen, so thank you very much. So that's pretty impressive. So
it's awesome.
Nice work, Kelly.
Great.
Thanks, listeners.
Nice work. You did all the you did
heavy lifting. Yeah, but yeah. You know, it's a team, though.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah. It certainly is. So what else we got here going on in the news? Laura.
Yes.
If you were, and I don't know if you can really answer this honestly because I don't know if you've ever been suspicious of Jeff, but if you were, if you thought maybe there was a reason to question something, would you ever use spyware, computer spyware, keystroke
no,
stuff
I'd
to
use,
see what he's doing?
I'd use my own spyware. I investigate.
Well, I know you know how to investigate, but would you employ computer programs to do it for you?
No. On my own program.
Okay. But you would snoop.
Of course, if I yeah. had a reason to believe.
Yeah. Would you throw
no, I'll tell you,
spyware on
I will tell you a horrible, horrible story, and I've never, ever talked about this, and I don't think we should do it on air.
Oh, boy. And that means all of you listening. That means all of you listening.
Should we do this at all?
No, it's fine, because it turned out okay.
Wait, before you say this, that just means you're in the trust tree here, okay, those
and,
of you listening.
And don't repeat it to Jeff, because then he'll get
really
mad.
And that means
really
you shut it. You shut it. If you care about us at all, you shut it.
He's rolling
okay?
his eyes. So
Secret.
This is a big secret. So back, I had just had Parker, and you have to, after you have your baby, 8 weeks later, you go into the doctor's, make sure you're okay, blah, blah, blah. I went to the doctor, do an exam, and they tell me, well, we got a positive testing on an STD. I go, what? I'm like, well, I've only had sex with two men, and I gave birth 8 weeks ago, and you're telling me, and they're like, well, it's HPV, which could be anything. It could have laid dormant in you. You could have been, I was like, what? So then I do some investigating. I'm like, what the hell is HPV? And they're like, you could have had warts. I was like, I've never had warts. I've never had any STDs. So I am like, where would I have gotten this from except my husband? I'm like, I went home, yell at him, freaking out. I'm like, okay, you might be married to me and I just gave birth to your kid. Don't talk to me. I was so mad at him. 40 days, like I was angry, Laura. They send me in for all these tests, have to do internal exams, all this stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't know what happened if your labs got mixed up, but you're totally in the clear. I'm like, 40 days, my poor husband just had to have the wrath of me after I just gave birth to his kid and I didn't even want to look at him.
An innocent man.
Oh, and he's like, I didn't cheat on you. I'm like, they're telling me I got something and it could, and it, I'm like, who else would it come from? The only other person I had sex with, that was 18 last time I was with him. It was you. You gave me something and...
Hey, I didn't tell her to tell that story.
Wait, is that, should I not have told it?
I think he should be happy you're telling it because he was wrong.
He was very wrong.
He was totally wrong.
And they had to call with all the test results and they're like, we are so sorry. I'm like, you owe my husband an apology because I was very mean to him.
I will bet you any money. And I'm not saying we should talk about this on the air. We can talk about things here because, look, don't get me wrong. There's a shit ton of people that listen to this. Okay,
but it's different.
But it's also, you know, people that are seeking it out to listen to it and don't hear it.
Like,
you know, kind
my
of
Grammy's not listening to this one.
But here's the thing. I would guarantee you that if we ever had a conversation like this on the air, I bet more people would go, that happened to me, than you would expect.
Oh, I'm sure. Right? And I was so mad. And they're like, we don't know why, but it was a false positive, whatever. You guys totally messed with me for a long time.
Here's what pisses me off. It took 40 days for that to get right.
I had to get an extra 2 appointments to get serious exams inside me. Ugh, mm-hmm. Crazy. I don't got no warts. Darn it.
She's hung up on the warts. Scotty's got his heads on his hand, walking around like he's almost getting searched.
Should I have not said that?
Heads on his hand?
Wait a minute. He had his hands back up on the back of his head. Like, I'm not a part of this.
It's true life. I was, and that was, what, 10 years ago now, but I was so upset.
She said today on the air she shares it all.
I do. And there you go. Took me 10 years, but I shared that one.
I don't know if this one was a good idea. That's all.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Why?
Why? Nobody did anything wrong.
I understand. But when the second or third person comes up to Jeff and says something...
No, I don't think they will.
Okay.
Because I hope that the people here have good senses. Nothing is fault. He doesn't want to hear it. Don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, then you're going to really cause fights. Don't do it. That's why he doesn't listen.
Right. That's right.
Okay. He doesn't listen for a reason.
Okay. Well, there it is. Well, we...
he can't...
Well, look, I talk about some stuff that I probably...
Like that.
I wouldn't talk about on the air. Well, I don't have anything...
He's horrified.
Like
I am,
that.
I am right now. I am... I can throw up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because... Yeah.
But obviously this was 10 years ago. He's fine now. I didn't, you know.
He was fine then. He didn't do anything.
But
can you imagine, though? Just imagine this. Amy is pointing at you saying that you did something that you did not
do. How do you prove your innocence?
That is the worst to me. I would flip out. I would flip out.
Oh, he wasn't very happy.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm
sure.
But at that point, I had just had a baby. I was like, now what's going to happen?
You had an extra level of crazy going on.
Right. And
the
he's
hormones.
Like, I swear. And that's what I think he was blaming it on is me like being, okay, it's okay, hon. I swear I didn't do anything. I'm like, yes, you did.
Oh, he handled it much better than I would have, I tell you. Because I don't accuse me of something I didn't do. And that's what gets me when you see people on TV
No, Your Honor, I didn't do it. If I didn't do it, I'd be like, I didn't do it. You know, but you can't act like that because then, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'd be going like, you feel like if you were accused of a crime you didn't do, you'd grab every microphone going, no, I didn't do this. That person is lying. But you can't do that.
He's still shaking his head at me.
Let it go, Scotty.
It's fine.
She did.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's a grown adult. She knows what she's doing.
10 years. Okay. 10 years
perfectly
later.
Fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
I don't have warts.
he gets so he physically wears his discomfort.
Oh, he's not even sitting down
on his
anymore.
Face.
No, this is we went someplace I don't think we should have gone.
Yeah, you made that clear.
Yep.
You made that clear. But everything ended well. It's way in the past.
Way
it's over 10 years ago, and I'm sure it's something that happens to people.
Yeah,
make a mistake.
False negative, whatever.
Yeah,
you
right.
Really. I mean,
you know what about people that have gotten?
I mean, if
false...
I went in this week and they said again, oh well, there's a chance. I'd be like, okay. Let's double check everything before I...
Hey, how many people got false COVID results or false cancer results? And they get the shit scared out of them. And then they find out, oh, well, we don't know what happened. The test is a false positive. Yeah. It happens. That's just... That's what that story
this one is.
This
directly affects somebody else as well.
This, right. But
the nurses were so... And the doctor, you know, they come in and they talk to you. And I'm even when I went for my follow-up appointment where they have to start doing invasive stuff, she kept going... You can't blame it on your husband because it could have been. And I was like, no. You
keep
can get saying
that from
a
myriad of ways.
Right, right. And, but to me, I was like, I'm clean. I haven't, like you say, I'm a Florida car. So I kept thinking to myself, there's no other possible way that I would have gotten this stuff because I've only had two partners.
The embarrassing thing about this is her.
Mm-hmm.
That she's telling a story where she completely overreact. It's got nothing to do with Jeff.
Okay.
Like, I know you're weirded out by it, but it's on her.
I'm not enjoying this one tonight. This is not one of my favorites.
Well, it's real life, buddy.
I know it's real
life. If Amy turned to you tomorrow and said, I just went for an exam and this is what they said,
those are the things that Scotty is most uncomfortable with. The real life things that could happen to him someday. That's what he doesn't like talking about.
Yeah, it sucks.
You get uncomfortable in real life situations like that.
Yes, I do not like this.
I know
case,
that.
In case anybody just tuned in, this was not enjoyable. Yep.
I mean,
maybe something like that did happen to him.
No, yeah, no. To me.
I mean, why else would
me,
you be so uncomfortable?
To me, it's like, oh my God, you went home and for 40 days probably put him through the fucking ringer. because I know you.
Well,
and
I
you
know,
put him
but
through
here's
the
what
ringer.
I think.
But it wasn't because I was also I had just had a baby.
Right.
I had just started coming. I mean, I came back to work at 6 weeks. I found this out at like 8 weeks. It just there was so much else going on that it was in the back of my mind, but I wasn't that mean to him because he was also like I said, I just had a kid.
Yeah, see, so I think this is how, because I know you, I mean, not that he doesn't, but I don't think you'd be vicious. You'd be like vicious right in the beginning, and then you would settle in to a kind of a cool demeanor.
Well, it was
with
like
business as usual.
Business as usual.
Right.
Except he wasn't getting any because I thought he was cheating. But
yeah, right.
That was...
Right. Look at Scotty with his hands up in the air. I give up.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, I had to withhold something. I mean, I was all confused. I don't know what was going on.
Laura, it's
and
a,
again,
it's
hurt. You were hurt.
I'm not comfortable
with
this one at all.
I got it. I think it's a great story and a great lesson. And I appreciate the fact that you told it.
Always
and nobody should be mad or upset. I think you told a real life story and that's it. Okay?
Yeah.
So
Jeff, what a bastard.
Don't say that. All right. Well, anyway, Scotty is beside himself. Yeah. So there's literally two of them. There's one there and there's another one right beside himself. Yeah. So all right.
I'm very
anyway.
Open.
So ladies, if you do test a positive for
HPV.
Right, exactly. Don't
things.
Get mad at him because you don't know where you,
you
got it.
You don't know.
And then you could end up in the same boat or life preserver or life raft.
But now they give like HPV shots, I guess.
Right,
yeah,
right.
For kids.
So, all right.
Yeah. I don't have it.
How many of you tuned in? You didn't think it was going
to
go this way, did you?
Nope.
For the record, I just want to repeat, Scotty, not comfortable.
Not comfortable with this segment at all.
All right, there it is. He thinks he does protest too much. We will see you all tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with us on The Buzz 24/7.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.